Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most exciting and vocabulary-rich topics on the specification, Reisen und Tourismus, travel and tourism. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL or OCR, this theme appears across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading and writing. That means the vocabulary and grammar we cover today will earn you marks in every single paper. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll know the essential vocabulary for transport, accommodation, and tourist attractions. You'll understand how to use three tenses confidently in this context, and you'll have a set of exam-ready phrases that will impress any examiner. Let's start with vocabulary. In German, the word for travel is die Reise. That's feminine, so it takes die. The verb to travel is reisen, and the broader theme is Reisen und Tourismus, travel and tourism. Now, transport vocabulary is absolutely essential. Listen carefully. Der Zug, the train, masculine. Das Flugzeug, the aeroplane, neuter. Der Bus, the bus, masculine. Das Auto, the car, neuter. Das Schiff, the ship, neuter. Die U-Bahn, the underground, the metro, feminine. Here's a critical grammar point that examiners test every year. When you say you travel by a form of transport, you use the preposition mit, followed by the dative case. So, mit dem Zug, by train, mit dem Bus, by bus, mit dem Flugzeug, by plane, mit dem Auto, by car. Notice that dem is the dative masculine and neuter article. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. They write mit der Zug or mit das Flugzeug and lose marks. Remember, mit always takes the dative. Mit dem, mit dem, mit dem. It's almost always dem for these transport nouns because they're mostly masculine or neuter. Now, accommodation. You need to know das Hotel, the hotel, neuter, die Jugendherberge, the youth hostel, feminine, der Campingplatz, the campsite, masculine, die Ferienwohnung, the holiday apartment, feminine, das Zimmer, the room, neuter. And tourist attractions, die Sehenswürdigkeiten, that's plural. Singular is die Sehenswürdigkeit. This is a great higher tier word to drop into your writing or speaking. Let's break it down. Sehen means to see. Würdig means worthy. So Sehenswürdigkeit literally means something worthy of seeing. A sight worth seeing. Beautiful, isn't it? Other sites vocabulary. Das Museum, the museum, der Strand, the beach, masculine, das Gebirge, the mountains, the mountain range, neuter, das Schloss, the castle or palace, neuter, der Marktplatz, the market square, masculine, der Zoo, the zoo, masculine. Now, let's talk tenses, because this is where you really earn your marks at higher tier. Examiners want to see three tenses: past, present, and future. Let me give you a model sentence in each. Present, das Präsens. Ich reise gern ins Ausland. I like travelling abroad. Past, das Perfekt. Letztes Jahr bin ich nach Spanien geflogen. Last year I flew to Spain. Notice I used bin, not habe, because fliegen is a movement verb, so it takes sein in the perfect tense. The key verbs that take sein are movement verbs. Fliegen, fahren, reisen, gehen, kommen, and also bleiben, to stay. Future, das Futur. Nächsten Sommer werde ich nach Deutschland fahren. Next summer I will travel to Germany. The future tense is formed with werden plus the infinitive at the end of the sentence. Werden conjugates like this. Ich werde, du wirst, sie, es wird, wir werden, ihr werdet, sie und sie werden.
Now, opinions. Examiners love opinions with justification. Here are some powerful phrases. Ich finde es toll, weil. I find it great because. Meiner Meinung nach ist es. In my opinion, it is. Ich bevorzuge, weil es ist. I prefer, because it is. Obwohl es teuer ist, lohnt es sich. Although it is expensive, it is worth it. That last one, obwohl, is a subordinating conjunction, which means the verb goes to the end of the clause. Using subordinating conjunctions like obwohl, weil, das, and when will push your grade up significantly. Let's also cover some transactional language, phrases you might meet in a role play at a hotel, train station, or tourist information office. Ich möchte ein Zimmer reservieren. I would like to reserve a room. Haben Sie ein Einzelzimmer frei? Do you have a single room available? Was kostet eine Übernachtung? How much does one night cost? Ich hätte gern eine Fahrkarte nach München. I would like a ticket to Munich. Wie viel Uhr fährt der nächste Zug ab? What time does the next train depart? Wo ist die Touristeninformation? Where is the tourist information office? These phrases are gold for your speaking roleplay. Learn them by heart.
Right, let's talk about how to maximise your marks in the exam. In the writing exam, you'll be asked to write approximately 90 words at foundation or 150 words at higher. Always address every bullet point in the task. Each one carries marks for communication and content. A common mistake is writing a beautiful paragraph on one bullet point and ignoring another entirely. Cover all points, even briefly. In the speaking exam, you get 15 minutes of preparation time before the photo card and role play. Use every second of it. Annotate your photo card, jot down vocabulary, tenses, and opinion phrases in the margin. For the role play, prepare your transactional phrases and think about how to handle the unexpected question. There will always be one you haven't prepared for. Stay calm, use a filler phrase like "Das ist eine gute Frage," that's a good question, and then answer as best you can. In listening, watch out for distractors. Examiners will often mention a place or transport type and then say aber, but, and change it. Always listen to the end of the sentence before writing your answer. In reading, be careful with false friends. Das Gymnasium does not mean a gym, it means a grammar school. Die Fabrik does not mean fabric, it means a factory. And sensibel does not mean sensible, it means sensitive. Always read in context. The biggest mistake I see candidates make is using only the present tense. Even at foundation, you should aim for at least two tenses. At higher, three tenses are expected. Use time expressions to signal your tense. Letztes Jahr for the past, jetzt or im Moment for the present, and nächstes Jahr or in der Zukunft for the future. Okay, quick fire quiz. I'll say the English, you say the German. Ready? The train? Der Zug. By plane? Mit dem Flugzeug. The youth hostel? Die Jugendherberge. I flew? Ich bin geflogen. I will travel? Ich werde reisen. The beach? Der Strand. In my opinion? Meiner Meinung nach. Although? Obwohl. Tourist attractions? Die Sehenswürdigkeiten. A single room? Ein Einzelzimmer. How did you do? If you got 8 or more, you are in great shape. If not, go back and review the vocabulary section. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the essential vocabulary for transport, accommodation, and tourist attractions. We practiced three tenses, präsens, perfect, and futur. And we looked at the critical grammar point of mit dem for transport. We also covered transactional phrases for role plays and exam technique tips for all four skills. The most important things to take away are use three tenses, justify your opinions with weil or obwohl, and learn your mit dem transport phrases cold. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark you earn in German is a mark closer to the grade you deserve. Viel Erfolg. Good luck. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Until next time.